Welcome back to the Bushnell Project and Making Marriage Great, looking at the spiritual health of men. And so in November, we're going through Proverbs, and it's the 6th of November. If you're following this in order and right in tune with us, looking at Proverbs chapter 6. So if this is another day of the week for you, this is what we're talking about, regardless of what day of the week it is, right? Some great things in here. One of the principles here is work is a good thing. We don't want to be lazy at all. Verse 6, go to the ant, O sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Without having any chief or officer or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer and gathers her food in harvest. How long will you lie there, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man. So we're warned here that we ought to work. Work is a good thing. Laziness is not a good thing. But he goes on, because this is really, there's some key verses in here, and I want you guys to see this. He's setting up here about those who sow discord. So he starts here in verse 12, a worthless person, a wicked man, goes about with crooked speech, winks with his eye, signals with his feet, points with his finger, with perverted heart, devises evil, continually sowing discord. Therefore, calamity will come upon him suddenly. In a moment, he will be broken beyond healing. So he's setting up something here. And then verse 16 through 19, he brings home the hammer, if you will. There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, that's number one. A lying tongue, number two. And hands that shed innocent blood, number three. And number four is a heart that devises wicked plans. Number five is feet that make haste to run to evil. Number six, a false witness who breathes out lies. And here's number seven, and one who sows discord among brothers. Oh, how God does not like disunity. And he doesn't like it when someone is intentionally sowing that. And so, you know, how interesting this is that on the 6th here, as people go to vote, as we think about our country, about different things, and how disunified are we? And who is it really that's sowing discord? Are there those who are trying to intentionally divide us? Is there something to gain if there is a group of people that are yet not united in something, united in something bigger than themselves? You know, as the United States of America, we're a pretty powerful country, but we are not bigger than God. And so for those of us who are believers to be unified in Christ Jesus, that's a big thing. That's a huge thing. And when we are unified, there is no power that can come against us, because we will be one body in Christ Jesus instead of a bipolar person, right? So to encourage us to heed these warnings from Proverbs of what God hates, and that we would be swift to speak the truth, that we would be swift to go about what unifies us, and to look to those things that bring about glory to God, not to us, not to man. What glorifies God? And to encourage us from a psalm to delight ourselves in God. So the psalmist, I think in 37:4, Psalm 37:4, if I have that right, to delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. What are we delighting in? We should never delight in division. We should always delight in unity. And when we delight in unity, we're delighting in that which God delights in, and he will give us the desires of our heart. It's not the only thing that God delights in or wants us to delight in, but I thought it was a good, prudent thing to talk about from Proverbs 6 here on November 6th, as we go into or have gone through this election day, that our eyes are on the creator of the universe, not on polls, not on the election results, but not on a God who is in control, a God who knows what is going on, and quite possibly is giving us what we deserve. But here's the deal. Ultimately, if he was a fair God giving us all what we deserve right now, we'd all be burning in hell. So let's rejoice in the Lord always, not just when things go our way. Let's look to unify the body of Christ, and let's delight ourselves in the Lord. God bless you. Have a great day.